Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
รายการของเรามีให้หลายภาษาโปรดดู suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The wisdom eye is the most precious of everything.
Yes.
And perhaps the angel that he has met. It couldn't have been in Eden Garden. The Eden Garden is where you are enlightened. Yeah, you see the world with different eyes and different view, and you change your conception of everything about the ephemeral nature of this world.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulaxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu and Thai. Strabo means hello in Serbian, one of the official languages of Vojvodina. My name is Milena. The benevolent people of Vojvodina appreciate your colorful and creative arts that uplift spirits with joy. Vojvodina, an autonomous province in northern Serbia, is home to more than 25 ethnic groups, with official recognition of 6 languages, including Serbian, Hungarian, Slovak, Romanian, Croatian, and Druzhin. This European province honors the contributions of its many cultures. As the people of Vojvodina are blessed with fertile lands for growing, they produce food crops for the rest of their country. They also protect wildlife through sanctuary areas such as Sarska Bara. This large wetland supports the lives of water-loving plants and animals, including all 10 species of majestic herons that live in Serbia. Another natural haven is Fruška Gora National Park. A hike on one of this park's paths, lined with leafy linden, oak and peach trees, is transcendental for travelers who wish to immerse in the tranquility of oneness with nature. Music is also a joyful part of life in Vojvodina and is often expressed with the traditional tamburica, a type of lute. The most famous tamburica orchestra was led by musician Janike Balash of Vojvodina, whose solo playing is still considered unique. In Vojvodina's capital city, Novi Sad, music is also celebrated in the festival called Exit, one of the largest in Europe to be held each year. We were thrilled to share the many majestic wonders of Vojvodina with you, fun-loving viewers. We wish you divine visions blessed with brilliant and noble ideas. For For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Sakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East. The World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another work-related phone call on Thursday, February 18, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present an insightful conference entitled The Snake Inside Humans, Part 3 of 12, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on February 18, 2021.
Now is the main story, the gate of heaven. In the long journey of warring, one time the great emperor Alexander stopped in front of a stream, or maybe a river, a small river, and he took out some of his fish, the marinated fish. Like they put it in salt to preserve for a long time, salted fish. Then he washed it in this river water, and the smell came up very, very appetizing. He ate and then he drank a little bit of the water, very fresh and cool from the stream. He was feeling so refreshed, so happy and so pleasant. Then he said, "Oh, this stream must have originated from Eden. Now maybe we should try to see the source of this stream." So he began walking opposite of the current. So he went upstream, and then truly he faced the Eden garden. The Eden from the Adam and Eve story last time I told you?
Yes.
Yeah. This is just a story, yeah? I'm not sure if he did really go there so easily like that. And then at the gate, there was one seraphim, means the angel, guarding it. Only one? Such a big, famous Eden. Aren't they afraid that the tourists will come? So only one angel guarded it. Yeah, but with the gleaming sword. So his retinue, you know, bodyguards, got so scared, they ran away and hid. Only the great Alexander very dignifiedly walked up to the gate, and he stood coolly in front of the angel and ordered him, "Open the gate for me." Oh. Well, he used to be in the great emperor. His order is law.
Yes.
The kings in the old time. And he was a victorious warrior everywhere he went. He conquered many countries without much resistance.
Yes.
You know history. You know what? The photo I saw on the computer, on the screen, screen is much better than in my camera. In my camera, it's too much reality. On the monitor screen, I don't see any wrinkles. Okay, fine. Good, whatever. We can't be young forever, unfortunately. Yeah, sadly. When I saw myself some decades ago, I was lecturing openly in I think it was in Holland. Yeah, I looked so young, so energetic, and so good looking. I mean, pleasantly, yes, really look good looking. Maybe it's a touch up, but really look good. Yeah? Didn't you see?
Yes, yes.
The first part, I look at the second part now. Mm. Didn't look too bad at all. Yeah. So the angel replied, "This is the gate of God's palace. Mm. Only the responsible can walk in here. Probably for employees only." Just like in many companies, if you are not working in there, you cannot go in.
Yes.
So Alexander saw that he was not permitted to go in. He said, "But I am the emperor and very much respected everywhere. Then at least you give me something, no?" Mm. He's a true emperor, huh? Yeah. How many emperors we have had since the beginning of time, and where are they all now?
Yes.
Everything is ephemeral in this world. Only the wise ones remember that every day and act accordingly. The unwise are just burying themselves in their business, in their day-to-day concerns about food and clothes or fame and name and gain, even killing each other for all that, or killing each other's reputation, wrongly accusing each other or fakely accusing each other in court cases in order to gain for themselves. It's a pity. It is a pity. And once you're gone, you're gone. Nothing you can take with you. Maybe a tombstone somewhere, in a prestigious garden, or not. It depends on how you govern, how you behave during your lifetime, successful or not. So after hearing the great Alexander's request, the angel gave him an eye. "Alexander, weight this eye against all his gold and silver." But this eye was always heavier, no matter how much gold and silver he added onto the scale. He asked the angel how to use this eye because it's so heavy. So the angel told him, "If you use it the way you're using human's eyes, then you'll never be satisfied." So Alexander asked him again, "How can you prove what you have said is true or is correct?" The angel said, you use some soil and cover that eye, then you will see. Alexander did as the angel told him. Immediately, that eye returned to its original, real weight. Yeah, that's it. The story finished. Clap, 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 clap. Good that I talk to you sometimes. I think I should make it regular, like once a week or as much as I can, so that I don't forget English and Vietnamese, or the human's language altogether. If I keep talking to heavens, I don't talk. Yes. Talking to them above there, we don't use any language. We just understand each other all the time and ping-pong very fast. So Alexander, the great emperor, he was about like 356 to 323 BC. And he was the king of Macedonia. Now we have North Macedonia as well. So which one was that? There was an old ancient kingdom. It's on the north side of Greece. Macedonia may be small, but after that he had conquered also Greece, Persia, Egypt, and all the way to India. Imagine how great that king was, yeah? That emperor was. No wonder they call him Alexander the Great. But what's the use of all that? Oh, by the way, the compiler, Mr. Winner, noted here that this story has been collected from the Jewish community in Babylon from the 5th century, just for your knowledge. It's very, very, very good of him to note something like that.
Yes.
So that we know more. Yes. Now, we have heard this story, and what's the use of that? Where is Alexander now? We couldn't find him. Even if he's reincarnated again in this world, he wouldn't have all these countries under his rule anymore.
Yes.
Maybe he had to pay a high price for the bloodshed.
Yes.
Yeah, in obtaining all these other countries that did not belong to him.
Yeah.
I saw some documentary saying that he did all that for his mother or something. He was kind of in love with his mother and kind of jealous of her partner, her king, or whatever. You can see that. He already went to the Eden gate and he did not ask for anything except the eye, except something. But do you think this is a real eye?
No. Huh? No.
What do you think that was?
The wisdom eye.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
The real seeing eye.
The real eye that gives you all the things you need to know. But I wonder, with this wisdom eye, how come he's not returning to continue warring? Or maybe he didn't continue warring anymore after that. Yes, it didn't say here. But the wisdom eye is the most precious of everything.
Yes. Yes.
And perhaps the angel that he has met, it couldn't have been in the Eden Garden. The Eden Garden is where you are enlightened. Yeah, you see the world with different eyes and different view, and you change your conception of everything about the ephemeral nature of this world. So I guess he met one of the masters. Yeah, one of the masters at that time. In India, they are abound with masters of different kinds and different levels. Not a lot, but you could find them. At least some. In the Kuan Yin method, in the method of light and sound, and also other kinds of yoga. Yes,
yes.
It takes you longer to practice for enlightenment, or it takes you faster to practice for enlightenment. Now I'm looking at my own camera because I keep looking at you, and then always I just show my high nose and my ear. Oh, I forget. When I see you, I forget to look into the camera. Mm. Never mind, eh? Yes. At least your brothers and sisters outside see me. Yeah? And that I'm talking, not mimicking the way you're doing for the animals. So I guess they'll be happy to know that I'm alive still, eh? And fighting for them.
Mm. Yeah.
Fighting this spiritual battle with the negative. Within and without humans. Yeah, sadly, we had to encounter all this trouble due to our ignorance.
Miraculous viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Snake Inside Humans, Part 3 of 12 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is excerpts from the vows of Bodhisattva Samantabhadra Sutra, The Aspiration of Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, Part 1 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you continue to improve and progress to higher realms on your inner spiritual journey.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.